my people. My name na Grace Omoyeme, and with me na Udoka EJ. Together, now we be your host for the Backyard Podcast.
Yes, so the Backyard now podcast where they talk am as they be. Now career, family, health, education, politics, name man, this show now for you. Where they want learn about the matters then when they work out cookery for our society.
My people, how na day? Now welcome to another show we don't bring for now. We just stand up for this show. We now just sit down and listen to us. And the kind thing we be say we won't discuss today. So the matter is strong. And now within the interest when go benefit one of now, one by one go benefit now. And that now farmers should be millionaires. Mm. Yes, farmers should be millionaires.
You think so?
I don't think so. I know so.
Okay, my people, now don't hear and so now waiting we go to learn today. As usual, now so we get ten out for the ass. Yes. My guest today is an agriculturist and a music producer. He is the CEO of Trilama Studio and fresh from the farm agri world business. With over 10 years of experience in radio and TV jingle production, music and documentary production, he has produced for various companies. His farming practices into the sales of and supply of farm products. He is also into fish and pig farming, all located here in Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my guest, Macha Matthias. Hi.
Now the trial, now energy too strong today.
It's just a smile like this.
Well, so. Smile, man. Wow. Woman, man.
I think you want to do all those introductions again.
You want me to do it again?
Oh my God, 10 years as a producer?
Yeah.
Wow, that is nice. I want to know more about it. Tell me, how was your experience?
Of being a producer?
Yes.
Well, it's been fine. Thank you for hosting me. Beautiful faces.
It's our pleasure.
And the show is already great. Being a producer for 10 years has been awesome. Been a great journey and a complicated one.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You know, in that time, if you say you want to go do music and they say, maybe go to school, man, and your father if he beat you, come out. But it has been great. And then we've worked with a lot of people. So... work with companies, including Zenith Bank, General Insurance Company.
Wow.
Yes, and other individuals, both within and outside Nigeria.
Wow, that's a good one.
And production has been awesome.
Ah, that's a good one.
That's good.
I want to say thank you so much. Thank you again for coming to the studio. I know that you're a very busy person.
Yeah, anybody who look for money would be busy.
Seriously, I know that you're a very busy person. And I'm super excited seeing you in person. I can't just imagine that. I just, like, we knew ourselves, like, a few weeks ago. And I was just expecting, hope this person will come, hope this person will say this person will come.
I was expecting escort, like, military personnel standing by with you. Okay, go, yes.
No. I've learned how to respect anybody you meet, either online or anything, because I've met people that changed my game through that online. So I don't joke with anybody.
Wow. So social media is powerful.
To me, that's my weapon.
So, Mr. Matthias, you've been able to break down agriculture, the way agriculture is, the way agriculture is practiced, on all the challenges that is being faced in Nigeria by farmers or agriculturists.
Yes.
Now, before I dive into the long list of questions that we have today, I want you to tell me, for anyone listening to this episode right now that do not know you before or they might not have seen you, like they want to know what led you into this path. They want to know how about your journey. They want to know about you. So can you tell us?
Okay. As I said, I've been a music producer. Going into agriculture, I've always come to Lagos, and then I just finished studies 2016. So I've been in Lagos. So I've been seeing how things go on. Food, nawala, serious wala for this Lagos. So where I come from Plateau State, Jos in particular, and we've been farming. My family have been farming. In fact, that's what we do for a living to some extent. I know school for Nigeria. My brother knows school for Nigeria. My sister, all of us. In fact, my father got like 8 children, and none of us have ever gone to public school. And trust me, it was farm that paid.
So,
all our
obodo the word now you say
na farm na farm pay everybody school fees.
Wow, that's nice.
Yes, and it wasn't just poultry farm.
That means it's a lucrative business.
Just poultry. So see, my father do that, and he was just doing it because he just wanted to do something after retirement he could just rely on.
He was doing it with joy.
We were following him as if it was a punishment. without understanding.
But now it's paying off.
But now, trust me, some of us do it more than him because we decided to take it to another level. Going to school, understanding how the business goes. Environment works. Mm-hmm. So we pick it up and then do it our own way. And then it's been fine. Agriculture has been, it's been okay. Apart from farm, you said it. I do livestock, pig farm, which I know you've seen a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
The fish farm, you've seen a lot of that. Yeah. Then the poultry farm in partnership with my dad. To restructure it in another form because he just does it. Trust me, he just does like another kind of thing. Just do one.
Just like
yeah, an like, hobby.
Not just like, if money come, you come, you know come. Yes. Like part of life. But me, I see that we could just use it and make more money from it. And then it's been so far so good. So agriculture not the main thing right now. Not the main thing. Not the main thing. It makes sense.
Okay. So you've been in Lagos for like how long now?
I've been in Lagos for, okay, on and off, I've been coming to Lagos at least now. I don't reach.
Like, seven. Where you just stand at, where are you based?
Presently.
Like, is your base? Now, there your family day. Yeah. You want just to travel, come back?
No, now, where are I based? I had the base around that, what do they call it? I say they go Yannick Paja.
It's Lagos,
yeah.
Lagos.
Lagos, yeah.
Oh, so you've been Lagosian?
I've been in Lagos for like 3 years. This is my fourth year, so.
For like 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, so that means your farming, you also have your farm in here.
Nope.
It's not here, it's all not here. Right?
It's not here.
So
my family, my family is based in Jos. So I stay here. I have been here because of my music production, because I do sounds for movies too. The farm is, I travel a lot.
Okay.
Most times from different places.
So, thoughts for them is family has been the one assisting you in your farming business.
Yes, I have workers who work where I have my family oversee them.
When you wanted to start up, how were you able to start on your own?
Okay, starting up, I started up with, I always say this story, I started up with Irish potatoes here in Lagos. I started with 3 bags of Irish potatoes because the Irish potato is kind of gold. And I only reached my Irish potato for Lagos.
Okay.
But where I come from, everybody they use and they play. I just tried and then it didn't work out. I wouldn't say it worked out. I lost.
Yes.
But I tried from 3 bags. I made the next one 10 bags and I still lost.
Oops.
So, yes.
So, that's been your strength, as in your support coming from which angle?
That's why I said I do sound production. So, that's where the money comes from.
That was, all my money comes from. Was gotten from your music production.
Yes, I get from music and I put into agri. So I get from music and I put into agri.
Wow. So, is the other one to complement the other one?
Yes, and it has been complementing the agri for years now without anything substantial.
Okay.
Until last year, which we had our biggest breakthrough.
Wow.
The agri sector, and thanks to the people who closed border.
Oh my God, I can imagine.
Because it favored us.
So it's favoring
us.
You now.
Yeah, it favored us. It's still favoring us.
Okay.
And a lot of farmers. So we don't just farm.
Yes.
I supply. I'm in the supply chain.
Yes.
You buy from anywhere and supply anywhere. Like, I missed the last podcast because I was traveling. I traveled to Benue because some people needed Benue yam to be sent to Bayelsa. So I had to go to Benue.
So do all that.
And that was my first time going to Benue. So I had to go to Benue to just make sure that everything is smooth. And just as the way she met me online, those people who gave me the money for the yam met me all online.
Mm.
So with the trust I'm supposed to deliver. So something about me is when I'm doing business, I deliver even out of my way, even me losing. I don't care about losing. So we just deliver and give it to you. So we gain your trust and then we move from there.
Okay. Having all this experience so far in your farming, what will you say is the present farming system practice in Nigeria presently?
There's no any farming. Now, the same farm we farmed before, now the same thing they happen now.
Well, a lot of things would have changed.
Okay, the greenhouse farming, which is where almost everybody's going to. That kind of farm we're going to go do inside house.
Like subsistence.
Yeah,
just for
everywhere.
Your...
No. They just get like a canopy locked down.
Yes.
No sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
No air. You could just put it there and then. AC is inside there. No soil, because soilless farming, that's what most people are doing right now.
Yeah.
No soil. Everything just grows fast because of the chemicals. Tomatoes grows fast. Maybe you can just grow your tomatoes in a week, 2 weeks, tomato is ready and stuff like that.
Is that healthy?
It's healthy. So far, it's healthy because very soon, people who don't have the land are doing that because they believe that someday, very soon, everywhere will be choked up with houses and then people still need to eat. So the only way they need to eat is through that other way. So, and then it's been fine. But that, but we have the land, so we use the land, normal
farming. That's amazing. Farmers should be millionaires. Many they are not what they are supposed to be.
Yes, you see, but I get problem for this matter. When I started my agricultural business, or my proposal, my intentions was to support farmers, get funds, give out to farmers, because I grew up.
I wanted to add like an intermediate.
Yes. I have seen farmers lack funds, their lands. I've seen farmers, after farming everything, lack transportation to take it out of the farm to bring it to the cities. You see that tomato owner they buy for you? 15,000. Then go beg somebody to buy 3,000 for where I come from.
Are you serious? Is that cheap?
He go see, say no, go buy them.
That cheap?
I shouldn't know those things cheap for there anyway. I don't see it cheap.
Then cheap. No, we say then but also Mr. cheap, but they have
like, they don't even carry small comforts.
No, very. Let me tell her back. So farmers should be millionaires. I agree. Because they feed the nation.
Yes.
They feed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Those people try. Me where they do. You know funny. You know funny. The risk is high. And you're not even sure if it will grow or the harvest will be that good.
Mm-hmm.
But then the intermediaries are the ones chopping all the money. The intermediaries chop all the money.
Leaving the farmers with nothing.
Leaving the farmers with nothing. So what we are trying to do right now is we have a lot of network of supplies. So we are trying to generate funds that we can give farmers. Just utilize it. We'll still come and buy the product from you. You get.
Okay.
Don't get back our funds back.
Fund back.
Your interest, we take it. Just let's just have something at hand to supply because we have a lot of people in need of it.
But then again, I would like to stay directed back to the government because at the end of the day, government is what we have.
Yes.
I understand that we are Nigerians and we are known as the giants of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But you see these giants, where we be Africa.
Just
so
for math, yeah?
Just for math, it's just like a figurehead.
Yeah.
Any small thing that happens to other countries, anything that happens to other countries, at the end of the day, we are the receiving end. It go affect us. Why? Because most times we consume more than we produce.
And you see Nigeria itself, now we get our own problem. Not even the government.
Really?
The government are part of the problem, but most of it is still us.
Of course.
Now still we the killer ourselves. Eh? We just talk about even this small coronavirus. We just come. That small max.
Nobody's using.
Where did they buy a 60 naira, 80 naira?
It's 50 naira before.
50 naira.
It has increased.
Right now, you can't even get it 500 naira.
Yes. They're saying it yesterday that they used to sell the bag for 10,000 plus. Now it has skyrocketed.
I was just talking about sanitizer this morning. Sanitizer used to be 200 naira, the smaller one.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 800. So how those less...
Government do that one.
They just like to take chances.
Good. So Nigeria extorts from everybody. Everybody wants to extort from everybody. So you don't blame. Mm-hmm. So the farming system is, the people are trying to do their best.
Mm-hmm.
The farmers are doing their best. But the intermediaries are extorting the people.
Mm.
They're the ones extorting the people.
So,
and even though I don't even still blame them because the system, the Nigerian system is so crazy. It's crazy. We who bring things from another part to Lagos here, we know what we face. If your thing just enter, if your truck just enter Lagos like this, the money where you go fee spend within, make it just reach where you supposed go.
You spend
high. You know funny? You see all these black people all over. Everybody wants to collect.
Collect more.
Even somebody that, even Agbero, you don't know ID card, nothing. He still wants something.
Still want to collect.
If you don't give him money, then he picks the goods.
Mm-hmm.
I think government needs to come in that aspect. Government needs to come in.
And tell
but
them.
Although you said Nigeria, now we get the problem. Now I would still like to blame the government because any IB, now they're there for something. They're not there to just show off
government
or to eat our money.
Government just collect
wait
money.
Now, what do you think, say, the government feed do to help these farmers? Because at the end of the day, you see that despite, say, all these farmers, that they try to feed the nation, at the end of the day, they are left with penny. Some of them, they never get penny, self. So, what do you think that the government can do to make these farmers...
Development.
To make these farmers... I'm coming. To make these farmers gain their rightful reward and as well match up with the class
they have
of...
to take development to them.
In what areas?
Infrastructure.
Hmm.
You see that road system?
Hmm.
Ibad.
Transportation.
So, good. So the farmer know if you carry in goods,
that
go market.
Good.
If you carry in goods, goods will spoil before you even come out and reach market.
Mm-hmm.
That's very bad. And also that's regulate our security system. Those people, especially the police people, they're just gonna tax the hell out of you. And you know something about business is you have to put all the money, put all your stress and put it on the product.
Everything being true, you have to get them back.
Yeah, you have to get this thing. So since the farmers don't have the link to get it out of the farm, people like us now go to the farm and help them take it from the farm. So we cut down the stress for them.
Okay.
So now all the wahala, we'll gather all the wahala. Put for the money products. On top of the product.
That's why you won't buy something now. They'll go begin to tell you, say, this amount. You go carry 1,000 naira, go market, Mr. Look, Matthias.
You know, we'll come back.
You talked about government have to help out in terms of the road, moving of these products from their original places. Yes. You're talking about, okay, fine, you transporting your goods to this side, you don't say they disturb all these agueros, like you said, will disturb on the road, police will even want to collect their own share. What do you think personally government have to come in, or what do you think government should do in that aspect to help you people out in bringing these goods to town?
Yeah, I'm not sure, say, even with it, I think, to me, I still feel say no get use. I've seen it. I was transporting Nigerian rice, our Nigerian rice to Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
And we were treated as if we were transferring foreign contraband. Rice. I knew how much we were paying on the road just for the rice to pass. Because the people will tell you that, say they feel, say you want to claim rights.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you go stay there now. So which one better for you?
So go pay a move, Abby, you want to stay in. There.
The government from the top might be trying to do their best. But those on the middle level and down, they know they help. They know they help. But nevertheless, the agricultural system is what everybody should venture into.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's supposed to be millionaire.
In every business, there's a weeks.
I've been doing agriculture for some time now. Yeah, this maybe professionally, personally, removing myself from my family.
Mm-hmm.
I've just been doing it just barely 3 years. And I've been doing it, and I've never made profit until last year.
Say that again.
I've never made profit till last year.
Wow. And you still had the courage to continue.
Rather, I have hundreds of thousands of money with people right now. I do supply to my 12 market here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have hundreds of thousands with them.
What will I do?
Kill them.
But they are selling.
My dear, when somebody breaks your trust, you just wait till the day the Holy Spirit touches into pay you. If you like, go and call police.
That is when we're actually doing our own self.
You understand?
Not
this is where we're doing ourselves. If you go carry yourself, go politician. You will go report somebody who do bad, you go still pay.
This is as bad as that.
So it doesn't make sense. So until last year, we were able to make breakthrough. And this is what about agriculture. It's when you make your breakthrough, it covers all the losses. Your sweat at the same time. Like magic. And our breakthrough came from rice. the border was shut down from rice.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, the border was shut down. I've never done rice before.
Okay.
But people were asking, can you do rice? Mm. I just said yes. If I've done yam, I've done potato, I've done...
Why can't you do rice?
Why can't I do rice? All I had to do was travel, go to Kano. As of then was my first time going to Kano.
Oops.
I think October last year. I was in Lagos when I got the call from Abuja. Can you do rice? Yes, I went to Kano, go and find out, stayed like 3 days, see how the thing works like, came back to Lagos, waited till November, I was called again, can you, got ready again, traveled to Kano again, went and settled. So if you check it came from that same LinkedIn, got to meet each other,
mm-hmm.
a lady who gave the trust, and then we made supply, and trust me, it came, and then we supplied at least to Abuja, we supplied to Federal Ministry of Health, Abuja. Three trucks of rice, that's about 1,800 bags of rice.
Yes.
1,800 bags of rice at the same time. And that supply happened within 2 weeks, we were done.
Whoa.
Because have been planning it. I went from October. I already started making contacts. In fact, if you see the way the thing they happen, I know get rice. I tell people I get rice. I design bag. Tell them, say everything they said. And I get rice. I did
na
rice.
Now mind. You got to get mind.
Now mind.
For Nigeria.
And when I hear, say, the money plenty.
We're going to do it all together. Your strength go rise up like this.
I don't believe it now.
You go say, oh boy, where are
you? You say this small money, it looks small. When you do more, carry your calculator. Press on.
You go surprised now.
Farming is even interesting.
But then again, I was going to get into that before you just enter. We are in the spirit. So, from that post, I actually saw that post.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you call it the December miracle.
Yes.
And then the lady you don't know, that you just apply the rice and just like that.
Yes.
You made your cool cash.
Made my cool cash.
But some farmers, they don't believe. I believe that if you did not put whatever you are doing, online. Your business online, I don't think that woman would have patronized you. I don't think me when they talk to you, I don't know you say, okay, I figure this guy for my show. So tell us about some farmers that they work money tonight, but they don't really know the strategy.
And we'll go help them do the strategy now. Now where somebody's strength stop now, and another person continue now. And then they farm. we dey outside on their behalf.
So if we can have more people like you out there, this funds will be helped.
No, Siba, there are more people like me, but people are not being genuine.
Genuine.
That's the problem. The lady you saw, we met on LinkedIn. I chatted her up and she gave me a chance. A chance that even my dad did not give it to me, because I knew when I got that contract, my dad said it was scam. I was told they were going to provide. I gave an invoice and they were supposed to provide 40% of the money, and I provided the remaining 60% to go and supply the product.
It was a risk.
Yes, it was a mighty risk. But the woman took the risk on my behalf. My dad didn't give me. I begged my dad for 1 million and he did not give me. This woman signed on my behalf. What she told me was, the money is not my problem. Matthias, I don't know you. I only saw that woman. In fact, so far till now, I've only seen that woman maybe 4 times or 5 times. So she was like, I don't know you, but I've been seeing you too, just the way you just said. I've been reading
your post. She's willing to give
it a try. I've been watching you. So somebody once gave me my opportunity when I was little, when I started. So let me give it to you. Please, the money is not my problem, but my integrity. Don't fail me. No, if you chop the money, if you have the money, if you chop it, but just bring the things come. So these people don't go things, say, me and you do plan. Chopper. It was ministry. It's supposed to the federal ministry. And in fact, the chairman told me, if you fuck up, go lock your family. They don't go find you. Because the money was involved was millions. Yes. So, and nobody gives a young person
that money.
That's our amount.
That amount. You know when they read? When money they read past 20 million naira, they reach enter 30, past 30. Hey. They can't say, now you then give you.
Let's see.
You don't understand. If I made that supply, do you know that?
So let me talk to you.
Made that supply as I was like a supply boy. So to the whole ministry, I wasn't the owner of the company made that supply. That was how she made it. She said it should be like that. If not, if they see you small like this, nobody's going to give that money.
Accept.
Nobody will send that money to you. I remember when the first supply, the chairman even gave me 1,000 and I go, use and chop. No worry.
You don't understand that your guy, they talk to you.
Say, no worry. They will call, what did they call her? Accountant go send money to your boss. Okay. Your boss will confirm. Just they look my phone, they wait for alert.
You know, this whole farm has been interesting with you and how you've been doing it. But there's this biggest challenge our farmers are facing presently in Nigeria, here in Nigeria. You know that some states now that they have some hoodlums, according to what I've seen, are disturbing farmers in their land.
Yes.
Now, most people are scared to venture into farming. They've lost their farm produce because of this. So
from my side too.
Oh, it's even happening your side. In this aspect, I think that I believe that government have a lot of things to do.
Somebody said that. When war is happening, money is flowing. Money is exchanging hands.
Delta State, now, there's some villages that this farming is what they use to feed themselves.
Nobody has seen terror pass Jos.
Okay.
Before Borno State started facing wahala, Plateau State faced and pass and.
That's true.
But we face and. But they don't stop. Now they stop.
Now, Plateau State, they feed my 12. Most of the things, those fresh things that come to my 12, is Plateau State. It's still going on now. The claims that's happening to that I traveled recently,
but
I
just
still
have
left.
To set your mind and
so
what you have to do.
One just have to be determined. To just do it.
Because as a government, no come.
You have to help yourself
out. What you go do? The day where you go die, you go die.
That's just it.
Last. You understand? So that's the way we...
All then I die.
See, that's how we live down there. The day you just wait for you, they can't keep fine.
Just do what you have to do.
Just have to do it.
Oh, you both say anything is sweet, it still get a bitter taste. Like you said before, all these years while you have been practicing this farming, doing all this thing, you don't get profits.
No get profit.
You don't do record loss, not until last year before you can't hit the big.
Now last year I never believe I touched million.
Oh, but the guy don't win jackpot. You know, it gets some farmers still where they do like presently the same way they do so. But they're afraid, like they know lose, if any small loss like this, that one could just discourage them. They could just run come out. But
understand.
I want you to tell us, because I believe they are also listening to us right now. I want you to tell us, how can they avoid these losses? Or if the loss can't come, you cannot say, if the loss come, how they fit a manager? And how they fit a avoid that loss?
You can't stop lost. Lost part of the business. You can't stop.
But you can manage it.
So
how can they manage it?
The only way you can manage loss is you go again. You try again. You understand? Next one, you try again. But just make sure that the next one you try, cut down some expenses and just try. See, God no blind. They watch. Anya. It will come true. Another thing is try and just have, if they can have a multiple source of income. I knew I had another source of income. And that was the sound. And that's what I love doing. And I do it with ease and the money comes. music is what I, if you check my profile, I said music is my passion. You understand? I just love doing it. So I do it with ease and I get paid.
Mm.
But the farming, I sweat. Before I get.
Sweat.
I sweat. That by that's how I go. I still made loss.
So the farming is your side hustle?
No, right now.
It's the main hustle.
See, anybody, I advise anybody who is into anything, go into, I think the Uber guy that brought me, that was all it, because immediately he saw it.
So,
and was like, agriculture, this, how can he enter?
Mm.
How can he venture into agriculture? The Uber guy. And I gave him my story too.
Mm.
And I told him how you can. You mustn't be a farmer. Mm. You could just be the middleman, the intermediary. Everybody, they chop food. Your neighbor knows they chop yam.
Everybody knows they chop food.
So why not just go buy? It's easy. Just go to the market, the big market, let me say the My 12, meet any of their bookie people that are selling in bulk.
Yes.
Talk to them. You are just a young person that wants to do this business. I bet they give me for this kind of money, I bet, so I feel they make something. That's how it is. Agri money doesn't come as a whole. It comes little.
Mm-hmm.
But trust me, it's stable. As long as they chop food, money they come. Mm-hmm. As long as people they chop food, then
money must come. Money must drop.
Money must drop.
So your advice for those people that want to go into business, that want to go into supply of goods and all that is, let them just start from where they are.
Yes, start.
They say
don't
charity.
Wait for plenty money.
Charity begins at home.
No way to plenty money.
Even if when we don't say charity, they'll show the bus stop. I mean,
if you start with 10 tubas, you mustn't wait for plenty.
Mm.
I started with 3.
Mm.
When I told people I started with 3.
Mm.
Just the way you saw and you invite, you're not the first person who called me to a radio station because of that, what they saw.
Mm.
It's true. I don't hide that, like I started with some
small.
I started with 3 bags and I didn't make it.
Mm.
I didn't make 1 naira. People thought I was making money because the way we branded ourselves, we were looking too big. That's just not about us. We are online, we are so
packaged.
Available. Yeah? We are available. Just the way you see, I'm coming here. I have to come with my branded. You see, the way I came with my ID card. That's just the way it is. So when I do like that, people will be like, in fact, the Uber guy see me, they talk, say, this is your company. Look at people, they supply something for ShopRite too. And I say, with the supply, that those kind of things.
That's why they start.
Now, before I go tell you, get somebody who gets ShopRite. Now, more go supply now.
Mr. Martin. Okay. Now, you're having 2 different demanding businesses in your life.
Yes.
Farming, music production.
Mm-hmm.
Music production, remember, we are dealing with young people now. Mm-hmm. I know how tasking this. So, how have you been able to manage these 2 businesses? I counted the manage 2.
Now, anyone where the money they come as bulk, now they're available at the moment. So, you see, I had to suspend the farm.
Okay.
And I came.
The production.
I just came. Because that was 2 days ago. Because one, the podcast brought me to some people have been telling me,
oh, thank you for coming.
There's an album I'm supposed to work on. Come and let's finalize this work.
Okay.
Good. Plus, my landlord, too, don't they call me? So, the only thing I do is the music side takes care of my bills.
Mm. Okay.
The farm side doesn't even take care of any of my bills.
Like you're just investing.
The farm I'm investing because anybody that is into agriculture is set to be a millionaire in just giving a few time.
Mm. It's consistency.
All these things, especially you have the seasons.
See, right now farming doesn't have season. They do it every time.
Because of fertilizers and all that.
Good. When I started this agriculture, I realized that they farm rice 4 times in a year. Mm. You know that?
No, I'm just
good.
Saying that.
Good. So you see, 4 times in a year, somebody can farm rice, cultivate and harvest rice 4 times in a year. Saying that rice grows in 4 months and you harvest, put it again.
Four months.
Yes.
Wow. That's short period.
As long as there's available water. So all you have to do is just put borehole everywhere and just be pumping water.
The rice will grow in.
And it grows.
Okay, Mr. Matthias, thank you so much. Thank you for pouring your words of knowledge on us. But before we let you jack back more for this today,
I really want to keep him.
The closing question for you today, what we used to close this interview today, is I want you to tell us, like there are people listening to you right now, they want to invest in what you are doing, they want to partner with you, or they want you to supply them too, the way that woman too.
Mm-hmm.
You can never tell. So those that are listening to us right now that they want to do one or two things things with you? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay, I work with Fresh from the Farm Agric World Limited. We're a registered company, fully registered with all our documents, and we supply all kinds of farm products, anything you want. We give it to you fresh from the farm. That's what we call fresh from the farm because we are linked to other farmers round. All we do is get it fresh and we give it to you. So all you have to do is you can visit our website, freshagricworld.com, or you check on Facebook, Fresh from the Farm Agri World Limited. IG, the same thing, Fresh from the Farm Agri World Limited. Twitter, type Fresh from the Farm Agri World Limited. You will still find us.
Well,
you,
LinkedIn.
Or LinkedIn. Matthias Mancha. So let me say Mancha. Matthias Mancha, M-A-N-C-H-A, full. That's the name you've been trying to pronounce.
So P-W-L. That's how to pronounce that name.
Yes, P-W-O-L, full.
Okay.
Chinese name. So and then the other name is ZZI. So you could just check that and then you could just link up. We're open to investors because presently we're working on having our own rice milling factory in Jos.
Yeah.
Which we're supposed to set it before half of this year. We were working so hard on it. We want to give Nigerians a very, very standard rice because we've seen how it's done. So we can just give them standard rice with machines coming from China. By God's grace. Okay. So we're available for anything. And then you should also bring your money and come and invest.
Don't be smart.
Because I see one like this. I just know say money.
I'm going to open my mouth to say something.
You just see one are fine for this student like this. I know say money. Sure.
That's right. But the follow content. You're saying, come on for your
time. We'll be talking.
So I'm available to, I'm also available to advise and mentor people on how they could go about it because I'm also going under mentorship from people who have done it. Like the lady who helped me. She's into exporting and importing, so she's trying to coach me on how things could be because very soon we too should be thinking of how we can take some things out.
That's
where they start now. And trust me, I don't underrate anybody I meet. I don't underrate anybody I meet. So everybody is special. You people are special.
Thank you.
So and then it's an honor to be here. And then
thank you so much.
I'm proud.
I want to ask one funny question. You can I?
Yeah.
Grace. Some people might want to shoot their shots. I don't know. Are you married or something?
It's available.
So people now don't hear and we can go shoot their shots.
As single like singlet.
All right, our people. Okay. Okay. Our elders say, make we tell now, say, waiting person put in mind they do. Now they till they succeed for life. They also talk, say, when farmer come back in peace, the milk then where they carry come, it is plenty well. So if government, we serve our people, they support ourselves, everything, all the food, all the things we want around us, everything go plenty. Okay.
Yes.
So make they support ourselves together, go fit grow.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, people. Unadon Yeram. Thank you so much, Mr. Matthias Macha. Bro. Just forgive us for that.
Just accept that like that.
All right. Okay, my people. So thank you so much for listening to us on this episode. We'd like you to subscribe and download. Keep following all our episodes on Jammy.fm. Don't forget to share with your friends and family too. Thank you so much. Bye.
See ya.
The Backyard is produced by Grace, Udoka, and Ike Ariza. This episode was edited, mixed, and mastered by Ike Ariza. The Backyard is a production of Jammit Media.